I'm Aileen De La Paz, a student at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and this is University Beat. Stop for a moment and listen closely. White noise? No. It may even sound like an air conditioner, but the subtle sound, almost static-like, emerges from a system with the ability to store 250 kilowatts of clean, renewable energy. The Tesla battery solar storage system sits adjacent to the electric vehicle charging stations on the first floor of the University of South Florida St. Petersburg parking garage. The storage system is just one of many sustainability initiatives happening at the university. In 2016, USF St. Pete adopted a climate action plan, pledging to achieve two goals: to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by 2035, and to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. In other words, achieving a zero carbon footprint. Edward Lewis is the facilities planning and construction manager on campus.
The plan is a guide. It's a set of targets to reach with dates against them. And if you don't have that, like I said, you won't go forward. I think some of them are harder than others, but I think we're proactively working towards that.
Currently, the campus has a silver ranking in the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education, which is the second highest ranking. It has also earned the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED, certification for the Warehouse Laboratory Building. It's the fourth structure on campus to achieve one of the most popular green building awards.
It's the ultimate sustainable building. It already had a previous use. It was a repair station for the Greyhound Bus Company. So instead of knocking it down, which is the usual trend, we decided to adapt it. We modernized it. We brought it up to new code.
Reducing the campus carbon footprint and moving up the eco ladder requires teamwork and commitment. The university counts Duke Energy and the City of St. Petersburg as partners. But there's one group whose role is extremely critical: the students. Andrea Rodriguez Campos is an environmental science and policy major. She's also chair of the Student Green Energy Fund, which focuses on helping the university pay for eco-friendly projects through a $1 per credit hour fee.
Not only does the Student Green Energy Fund help meet those goals of sustainability across our campus, but our sustainability program, other clubs on campus, and faculty and staff members help us meet those climate action goals and bring sustainability forward.
Rodriguez Campos takes me to the roof of USF St. Petersburg's parking garage, and we stand right below the 7,100 square foot solar array canopy. It's a 100 kilowatt array comprised of 318 solar photovoltaic panels. It doesn't only collect sun energy, it also protects cars from the sun because it's a carport.
It's powered by our sunny Florida weather and takes in all that energy, which powers the entire parking garage.
The energy collected by the panels goes to the Tesla solar storage system 7 floors down. Emma Jacobs is the fund's vice chair.
Powers the entire parking garage, including LED lights, the electric vehicle charging stations, security cameras and elevators, and it sends unused energy back to the power grid for usage.
Edward Lewis says these projects say a lot about USF St. Pete's efforts towards sustainability.
It's one of the three key principles for this campus is sustainability. It's right up there amongst everything else, as well as education and a great environment to come and live and learn, and that's part of that as well.
To view photos and learn more about the sustainability efforts at USF St. Pete, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Aileen De La Paz.